At work today in the paymaster's queue, I was standing behind a boy that I knew. When he turned to me and said as he turned, "This is the first full pay that I've earned in my life." I remembered then my first pay. That afternoon I must have worked out a dozen times or more how much I was going to get, and every time it came out different. Then later when the pay clerk handed me my card, I was so excited I forgot even to look at the figures, let alone check them. I almost ran home that day, and all the way I wanted to stop and open the packet and look at all that money. Something told me, though, I was expected to get that envelope home unopened, hail, rain or storm. The world is a good place when you're young. There were rainbows to run to and songs to be sung. Her pastures are green and your skies are blue. And the whole wide world is made just for you when you're young. Then it seems like in no time at all you've grown up, married. Happy years those, with a steady job you like and a good wife you love. Sometimes at night you'll be talking together, planning, and she'd go and get the bank book. You'd both sit there looking at it, with the black lines and the blue writing, columns and the date stamps, but you didn't see the figures anymore, the things they meant to you, the later years. You could see them so clearly that the little blue book was like a photo album of the future. Dreams are the sugar that covers a pill. You can't taste the inside, it's bitter until sweet dreams are gone. Then do you find the world's changed so much it's left you behind in its hurry. Yes, the world is changing right in front of your eyes. You see it growing bigger every day and yet growing smaller every minute with its jet aeroplanes. Money is different too. More of it buys less than it ever did. Your father-in-law says that without fail every second Sunday when he comes over to see the kids. He'll be watching the television and in the commercials saying how easy young people get things these days. You can almost believe him while he's saying it. But afterwards, when you're by yourselves, look at that little old bank book with its dog-eared cover, and the going out's all but running equal to the going ins, you begin to wonder just what are the things you're getting so damn easy. And the picture in the figures grows dimmer and dimmer. Count all the stars, how long would it take? You've seen on the nights that you've laid awake. Counting the things you still have to do. Counting the dreams that should have come true but didn't. I worked it out once, that if a man works to build a new world, he's got to get enough to be able to live in the world he's built. Now, I read somewhere that the basic wage is less now in proportion than it was 10 years ago. Then I read somewhere else that a raise in them will lead to inflation that an industry can't afford to pay anymore. Yes, it seems like one set of facts and figures sometimes can say two different things, depending on how you use them. Work for a minute, work for a day. Work till you've worked your whole life away. Work for the sum of the ways that you get that should be enough to live on, and yet it isn't. That's something you can understand, and I can understand. And maybe even that boy running home with his first pay can understand. But just try explaining it to three sad-eyed kids on Christmas morning.